Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Congressman Peter Welch, the only congressman from all of Vermont. Peter, the big news of the day as we speak is that, there's a list that is starting at the White House door for people begging for pardons, including three of his relatives. What do you make of that?
Well, it's a terrible abuse of the pardon authority that the president has, where essentially you're using it to help your cronies, your political supporters, where there's not any standards that are generally applied. So the self-serving nature of these pardons that are being reported for Ivanka, for Jared, for Don Jr. Is really outrageous and unprecedented. And I certainly hope the president is not going to use the pardon power that he has for his own personal benefit.
Far be it from me to ever call you naive, but he's going to do it. I don't have any doubt about it. My question is, why in the world do you have to pardon people? Do we have any suspicions or ideas about why they deserve a pardon or need a pardon if they're not guilty of anything?
Well, obviously, if you haven't done anything, you don't need a pardon because you wouldn't even be prosecuted. But clearly, what is being reported is that the president is just doing this or thinking about doing it to provide some more insurance in the event that there's any evidence that gets uncovered that would result in the potential criminal liability. So it's really just another indication of how President Trump really does shatter the norms. I mean, in the past, there have been controversial pardons issued, and it's created a lot of controversy. Think about what happened with the reaction to President Clinton's pardon of Mark Rich, that financier who was a big
and a lot of other people at the same time, all of whom or many of whom were very wealthy. You're quite right about that.
Yeah, and there was criticism about that, and there should be when a president does that. But Trump's taken it really to a new level. Like the part, first of all, think about his national security advisor, Flynn. First, he got Barr to basically undo the conviction that it had been found against Flynn. So you have the attorney general literally undoing the guilty plea that Flynn entered, and then you have the president giving Flynn a pardon. So that obviously is all about the president using the authority of the presidency for the benefit of his own political cronies. And it undermines, obviously, the respect people have for the authority of the office. So Trump is going to do what he's going to do. It's like he's saving his worst for the last. He started his administration with a Muslim ban where literally people were barred from coming into this country on the basis of their religion. It was shocking. But then for 4 years, everything that he did ratcheted up one notch. And then he's going out with these pardons for Flynn, and a challenge to the legitimacy of the election. And frankly, I think that's why Vice President Biden won by 6 million votes. People want us to have stability and normalcy so that we can start using government to address the enormous challenges that we can solve. But we have to be focused on the work and not on the sideshow drama.
What about the concept of pardoning himself? Now, surely, if he tries that, and I think he will, but who knows, it'll go to the Supreme Court. And then you'll have, use the word cronies before. I'll use the word cronies on the court, who may well say, oh, yeah, you can do that. But, of course, that would set a lot of precedent for all times for other people who are president. What do you think?
Terrible precedent if he does it. I don't put it past him. But it would be a terrible precedent if that happened. I mean, the fact is that none of us are above the law, including the president. So if we want to stay on the right side of the law, then we behave accordingly. We don't cut corners, cross the line, do whatever we want, and then either seek a pardon or give ourselves a pardon if we happen to be president of the United States. So this would be really unprecedented. And as you say, I don't put it past President Trump to do it, but I sure hope he doesn't.
Peter Welch, do you stay awake at night sometime thinking about the things that Trump could do in the remaining 50 or so days that he's got left in office? We've seen some ideas of it.
I'm a pretty good sleeper, Alan, but I wake up thinking about it. You know, but the bottom line here is President Trump is going to do what he's going to do. We really can't stop him, so I don't use a lot of my energy focusing on something that I can't do much about at this stage, but I do worry about it. But where I worry more is we've got to get some more economic relief to people who are hanging on as we have the vaccine in sight. You know, the economic pressure on our small businesses, on individuals, unemployment is drying up at the end of the year. The need our hospitals have for more aid and PPP, all of these things are really what I worry about. And one of the things that's so hopeful is we've got a vaccine that's 95% effective. We need time in order to do the incredibly challenging work to administer that vaccine. And it's going to take several months. But what we don't want to happen is for folks, our restaurants, our individuals, to sink while we're crossing the bridge to the other side where the vaccine's waiting for us. That means we've got to get economic aid out now, and that's what I worry about.
It would appear that Mitch McConnell knows what you're saying, and obviously there's something tied to what's going on in Georgia right now, which are two Senate elections, which would determine the way in which the Senate would be arranged, and Trump going down there on Saturday, apparently, to try to undo some of the mess he's already created in, as you've mentioned, the doubting of the American constitutional transference of power. Any reaction?
That's a hot contest, and the president is going to obviously campaign for his side. I think Biden may go down there and campaign for the Democratic side. But whatever the outcome of that election, and obviously I hope the Democrats win, we are in the lame duck session, and what I want McConnell to do is to agree to an aid package that's going to help Republicans and Democrats, citizens across the country, get through this. I mean, we've got this economic crisis that's getting tougher and tougher on everyday families, and we can help them. This is not an economic crisis caused by a change in the business cycle or bad management. It's really a result of COVID, a once-in-a-century event, where social distancing is required in order to try to keep ourselves safe. And the federal government is the only entity that has the fiscal flexibility and the fiscal capacity to help us get through this. And Senator McConnell is the person who can say yes or no to helping us get through it. And that's where I'd like to see Senator McConnell focus his attention.
But if he says no, they may lose in Georgia. So he's between a rock and a hard place.
Well, see, I don't agree with that. I mean, I think that if we get economic aid out, there's plenty of credit to go around. I mean, Senator McConnell could go down to Georgia and say, look what I did with our Senate. And people could take that into account.
Exactly. Right.
Bottom line here is that we're all winners if we help the American people.
Always wonderful to talk to our friend Peter Welch. Peter, thank you so much.
Thank you.